It's like hot yoga for your mind. It's the Steve Gerber Show.
What do you think will drive people coming up in a week when it comes time to vote? What do you think will drive people when it comes time to vote? Is it the economy? Is it immigration? Is it the Kavanaugh hearings still resonating in people's minds? These violent attacks in America? Or does none of it really matter? Does none of it really matter because we've already made up our minds? Are you somebody who's just not going to change your mind? I think that's true of a lot of people. But I think there's always something that could happen that people would say, you know, that's too much. It's a step too far. As far as the things that have happened, though, in October that have played out in the national news media, I think that the left, certainly the coastal elite left, the Kamala Harris's, the Cory Booker's, the Senator Warren's, they don't understand what's really going on here in Michigan or in Pennsylvania or Ohio or Wisconsin. They don't understand because they don't come here. And so when they thought they were going to get a good play on Kavanaugh, they thought, well, we're gonna block Kavanaugh because the Me Too movement and this whole thing, is that's going to be our narrative. And we're going to, that was a failure. Worse, in fact. And then I think they truly thought that this caravan of thousands of people moving north out of Guatemala and running across the border into Mexico and then getting help from Mexicans to come north, they thought that was going to be the big narrative. And that seems to have petered out on them. So then, of course, they went to the guy who was sending bomb-like packages to high-profile members of Congress and so forth, all Democrats and supporters and George Soros and different folks. 13, I think, was the total number of packages. That, of course, went nowhere because nobody believes that Donald Trump or you or I are actually responsible for some mentally ill guy who's threatened to blow people up in the past. So that didn't go anywhere. So I wonder where their conversation is going to take them for the last few days. Well, here's something for you, because after we get through 2018, it'll take about 5 minutes for people like Kamala Harris and Cory Booker and Senator Warren to throw their hats in the race to run for president. That's going to happen fast. The run for president on the Democratic side, they're going to get in early. Will Joe Biden join the fray? Yes. Yes, I believe he will, although he'll be like 78 years old by the time you get to Election Day. And here's a gift that just, I mean, it just keeps on giving and giving and giving. And that's Hillary Clinton, who now you see all of these stories out there that Hillary Clinton may just run for president again. And Republicans must just celebrate. They must. I mean, how can you not be gleeful if you see Hillary running again? And if you don't believe me, listen to this. Hillary Clinton taking questions about, you know, would she run again? She says no, but then she kicks the door wide open. Go ahead, roll it.
Do you? We're going to talk about 2020 in a minute. Do you want to run again?
No.
Wait.
No.
That was a pause.
Well, I'd like to be president.
Okay.
No, look, I think, hopefully, when we have a Democrat in the Oval Office in January of 2021, there's going to be so much work to be done. I mean, we have confused everybody in the world, including ourselves. And we have confused our friends and our enemies.
Right.
They have no idea what the United States stands for, what we're likely to do, what we think is important. So the work would be work that I feel very well prepared for, having been in the Senate for 8 years, having been a diplomat in the State Department. And it's just going to be a lot of heavy lifting.
So are you going to be doing any of that lifting? Do you feel like...
Oh, I have no idea, Kara, but I'm going to... You know, I'm not going to even think about it until we get through this.
All right, enough. I can't take it anymore. Enough of her. Ugh. I'd like to be president, she says. And here's what I chuckle a bit. I chuckle a bit because she says, nobody has any idea what America stands for. I think they know exactly what America stands for, and that's America.
You know, I was just thinking about that. Good morning, by the way, Steve.
Hey, Ivy's in the studio, if you didn't figure it out. Ivy, good morning.
I know exactly what it stands for, and that's America First. And that's what this president has said when he was campaigning. And now that he is the president, he's upheld that. All the countries know what he's going to do is in America's best interest.
Yeah, he will stand up for America, whether it's in trade deals. Now, it may not always go smoothly. There might be bumps in the road. You look at what's going on in the stock market. Some people say that's partially to blame on the fallout from trade wars and tariffs and so forth, and maybe it is, but he's working toward a better deal.
And I think most people know what the Clintons are about, and that's the Clintons first.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Even liberal Democrats we know that are friends of ours know that it's the Clintons first.
You know, absolutely.
You know, we have one really good friend who's I'll call him an old school liberal. But he just says, I wish the Clintons would go away, because until the Clintons go away altogether.
I think he said also that the current, you know, leaders on the left need to just push her aside and say, hey, we're no longer involved with you. We don't agree with what you say. We don't agree with what you do. And we'd just like for you to go away.
Nobody has that courage, because the Clintons still have their hands, their greedy little hands, on the purse strings. And when they yank those strings, money rains out of the sky for Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if you're running, you can't totally kick dirt in their face. I think that's the mentality, anyhow.
You're probably right about that, and that's unfortunate. But it is true, they do have a lot of political power still, even though they're not holding any offices.
Yeah, they have enough power to disrupt everything. In fact, they don't have as much money as they once did, which is why they're on tour now, doing their stadium tour at $700 and $800. Get the tickets now, one time in Kalamazoo. It's Bill and Hillary Clinton.
And I wonder if that is, for some reason, why she's even going to run, to fill her.
You know, to fill the coffers. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like an old has-been band that's over the hill. It's the Spinal Tap, you know. They just can't, they don't know when to quit.
It's kind of like John Kasich, you know, during the presidential election. Yeah.
Hey, John, it's time to go home now. John, leave.
I know. I mean, you.
He is such an angry wretch. You know, whenever I see him I just saw him on TV a couple of days. Angry and bitter. He's just a bitter human.
He said something nuts on CNN, and I don't recall what it is now, but.
You know, he used to be my congressman. I used to think he was pretty decent, and he was. He was the only Republican elected, I think, to Congress in 1982 in the midterms for Ronald Reagan, when Reagan took a beating in the midterms.
Well, he helped balance the budget.
He did all of those things.
I mean, that's really when I think about him as being part of this administration in some facet, I'm thinking, we need that. We need you to figure out again how to balance this budget. And
right, but this never Trump mentality. I mean, that's where I just he loses me altogether.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, good morning. Good to have you here on a Monday.
Good to see you.
Always a pleasure. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company. Wolverine has been treating Michigan water since 1947. They are locally owned and operated. Wolverine delivers statewide, of course. Get your free water test today by going to wolverinewatersystems.com. Hey, by the way, we've got this book club deal going on. We get all of these books here to the program from great authors and great guests, and they pile up, and we can't possibly have them all, so we're giving them away. If you go to the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page, there'll be a video there to instruct you how it happens. It'll be up here shortly. So when it's up and ready and here, and I'll keep telling you about it, it'll be the Steve Gruber Show Book Club. And you can take some of these books home with you. You'll find out how very, very soon. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Imagine the life you want to lead. Enjoying your kids. Enjoying your retirement. There's only one problem. You can't, because you owe the IRS. Or maybe there are some unfiled tax returns. Don't wait for the IRS filing, seize your income, or empty your bank account. Hope is only a phone call away. I'm Chris McGlasher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. We're here in Michigan. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752. Or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
Michigan residents are targeted for identity theft more often than the rest of the country. It's a fact. But did you know the Michigan Chamber has an identity theft protection solution designed to help Michigan Chamber members and their employees? It's true. And it's the best data protection you can get today. There are only two kinds of people: those that have had their data stolen and those that will. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you defend yourself and your employees from getting robbed. Go to stevegruber.com. Click on the Michigan Chamber logo to learn more and get started. Protect yourself with the Michigan Chamber Identity Theft Protection Solution.
Are you finally ready to lose weight and have a great year? Then join me at My Pure Health Solution. I've already lost more than 30 pounds, and that's just the first 30 days. It's incredible. My Pure Health Solutions is not one size fits all, but a custom program just for you. Real food, not fake shakes and bars. Yep, chicken, steak, even seafood, and yes, you lose the weight. I have, and I'm just getting started. Do it now. Get your life back. Lose the weight. Feel great. Get details at MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910 to get started today.
Be a part of an exciting, innovative way to help struggling families and children. A new-to-Michigan program, Treatment Foster Care Oregon, is partnering with Community Mental Health Authority of Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham counties to bring this successful treatment to youth in our communities. Call today to become a therapeutic parent and help provide treatment to children ages 7 through 11 in your home for 6 to 9 months. Both families and individuals welcome. Call Aaliyah Irwin at 517-346-8059. That's